Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
Hi, welcome back to Doing Time with Deputy Mike. I am Mike, along with my partner in crime.
That's me.
Hayden.
Hi.
And today we have Kayla with us.
Hi. How's it going?
All right.
All right, you want to kick it off then?
Yep.
Interrogation time.
So you go by Kay. So go ahead and tell us a little about yourself. What do you like to do?
Well, I do like to write a whole bunch of stories. I also like to do a lot of artwork, which is why I'm in the visual design imaging program. I do not have a criminal record for sure, but
well, that's always a plus.
Yeah. But I also like to be with my family, and I also like coming to school a lot. I know that's like a little bit unusual for some people, because for some people it's just like I really don't want to get up and out of bed, and I really don't like to attend school. But I'm just like, you gotta appreciate some things about school. Like, think about it this way: when you go out there in the real world, nobody's gonna hold your hand. Nobody's gonna, you know, walk you through life, and this is the only opportunity you get to do cool things for what I would consider almost free.
It's true. I like coming because I get to see you. I do this. So, what else you do?
I work as a deli clerk at part-time. It is honestly, it's an interesting job because I like it, but at the same time, I'm not a huge fan of customer service because I don't understand people getting lunch meat with their sandwiches. I'm used to like the peanut butter and jelly kind of sandwiches, just seeing like meat and cheese on a sandwich. I'm thinking like, what are these people like thinking in general?
What? You don't do? Yeah, go ahead and get a sub. I mean, I want meat on my sub with some cheese.
I don't usually eat subs, and I don't usually eat salads, so it's just like, this is a little unusual.
I don't think working with people is so bad, but my problem is that they always think that I'm mad when I'm not. So then I get complained to, or people will complain about me, and then I get in trouble.
You wasn't even doing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, recently, I got in trouble, almost got in trouble, rather, because we have this guy named Larry. He comes in every Tuesday to get a pizza for his meeting or whatever. We don't know where the meeting is or where he works, but long story short, one of my coworkers didn't write down the order for pizza, and I'm like, oh, he must have not wanted to get his pizza today. I'm like, I mean, fair enough. I mean, that gives me some time just to finish up the day and everything, so I can leave at 7 o'clock and not 7:30.
And Larry, the pizza man, came in.
Yeah, he came in and he's like, I want the pizza now. And I felt like he was about to tackle me, like jump over the deli counter and everything just to get the pizza.
You know, the truth is people are a lot ruder anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My son was just telling me about a thing that happened to him the other day through a McDonald's drive-thru. And the guy was mean-mugging him, and he's like, because I mean-mugged him back. He's like, I had nothing to do with his malfunctions. It's like, what are you staring at me for? But, oh, well, you know. So do you ever watch Seinfeld with the soup Nazi?
Not really.
It was an old comedy. Well, you apparently got the pizza Nazi.
The booking.
So, your topic, you wanted to talk about murder mysteries.
Yeah. Because I am very fascinated by whether it's like not horror stories, but murder mysteries, like when in a book, it could be like in a movie, it could be like a TV show. Heck, it could even be a comedy, and I would still love it. Like, those ones are kind of like the best, because like it's comedy, you get laughter at it, but you still kind of like get to figure out the mystery in general. And plus, at like time like this, we all could use a laugh here and there.
Knives. Did you guys see the movie Knives Out?
No.
I have not.
That was a good one. That was kind of comedy. That was a murder mystery comedy.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is Clue.
They made a movie of Clue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. I remember.
It has multiple endings.
Mm-hmm. There's no true ending. You get to believe what different endings are.
Oh, there is an actual ending.
Yeah, I remember now. They do show an actual ending of who the true culprit was, which I think was it the butler?
It was the butler. The butler did it. But
I don't even like the game Clue. So.
You know, the movies are excellent. It's an older one. If back in like, I was a teenager actually when it came out, but. Like, if you would go to the movie, and then, like, I came in after you, it actually had a whole different ending. There was a total of three or, white. I think there was four endings. I think there was four. Three or four.
I think it was three.
Yeah, I think it was three. Excuse me. But I was big. Oh, I liked the Sherlock Holmes. But I grew up, one of my favorites is Charlie Chan.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen any Charlie Chan?
I have not.
Technically, no, but I have heard of it. I have heard the title.
How about this? So the creator and author of Charlie Chan, Earl Biggs. Actually, it was Earl Durr Biggs. Briggs. Mm. But he graduated, he's a Warren native who graduated from G. Mm-hmm. Harding.
Okay.
And Charlie Chan was huge back in the 30s, 40s, and early 50s.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. See, like, to me, like, the present murder mystery is like, I still look into, like, the old ones, like, I look into, like, Monk, I look into Columbo, I look into Perry Mason.
Oh, Columbo. I remember watching Columbo growing up as a kid.
Oh, yeah. My mom would play it when I was very younger just to, like, help me, like, get to sleep when I was a kid.
Perry Mason.
Yeah. That's one we are still watching with my grandparents.
Yeah, those are old. I mean, yeah. Perry Mason, I was literally probably this big. I kid you not. I was very young, Perry Mason.
But I'm also like into like the present ones as well, like Criminal Minds. I'm also like into some Law and Order. It's a little hard for me to follow along with the Law and Order storyline, so it's like I like it, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not really like a mystery one, but I would say Coverage. That one may not ring a bell, but it has like this hacker, this thief, they try to rob a place. I basically just watch a lot of CNW, I think is what the TV channel is.
CNW, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those channels that are on there. I can't remember them all, but...
I liked did a remake of Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile, and then they just did the one. well, that was the newest one. Oh, what was the other one with the train? But anyways, same actor does them, and I can't even think of the guy's name. British actor, but I love those.
Mm.
Those were good.
Yeah, another. Mystery one that's kind of like a bit on the religious grounds, but it's also a very interesting kind of British story, is Father Brown. like, it surprised me that, like, even, like, a priest could solve a murder.
No, I actually did see, I think I watched one, part of one, actually, Father Brown. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. It just...
Yeah, it wasn't bad, really.
I was just flipping through, looking for something.
I honestly really don't like the detective. He just seems a little snarky. Like, just putting himself over, even though, like, it's Father Brown that actually solves the murders. Murder. He puts himself and takes all the credit, and Father Brown just shakes off like, eh, whatever. I would have been fighting.
That's embarrassing.
So, well, that was my favorite time of the show. What's your funny, embarrassing story you'd like to share with everybody?
Oh, boy. I have a lot of embarrassing moments in my life that I could go off of. But one I will mention that happened in my workplace, is the time that I caught the fryer on fire. And I know that's a bit of a tongue twister right there.
I can't wait to hear this.
but basically, at my workplace, we do a daily clean of the fryer, to get rid of all the gunk and everything. And there's some days, like, I would say, like, Tuesday and maybe Saturday, we do a full clean of the fryer. Well, that was kind of what's going on, but they gave me an extra step. They wanted me to take vinegar to clean the coils out and just kind of steam it up in order to clean the coils, in order to, like, you know, just to clean the coils in general. So I did that. But apparently it's how you, like, you put it, like, on cook, right? Mm. And then you had to wait, and, like, if the steam starts, like, going a little too much, then it's, like, you gotta turn it off. Me, I was still new to it. I did not know what I was doing. So I'm just thinking, like, you know, the steam was kind of, like, just going up a bit. But we might need to go a bit more just to make sure the coils are getting cleaned. And so the next thing I know, all that steam just went into, like, a poof, a fire in the fryer. It was like, I hate to compare it, but you know how sometimes there's, like, people who live on the streets, like, just set fire or to, like, metal trash bins or stuff like that?
Pyro radiax, yeah.
Yeah.
You're burning down the house.
Yeah, like, just to get through a cold night or something like that, they would do something like that. That's what it reminded me of, and I'm just... And luckily, Kinsman had, like, a safety day of, like, how to use a fire extinguisher, and we went over it in my class, too. So I was able to get the fire extinguisher and just put it out. I had pictures, but...
Did it start spreading?
It didn't spread. It just stayed in the fryer.
Fryer.
But next thing I know, when I put out the... fire in the fryer, there was, like, pink stuff all over the place because the fire extinguisher was made out of, like, the pink stuff.
Yeah.
Not the usual cartoon white stuff.
Yeah, foam.
Yeah. And this is just another quick, small story. Well, recently I went to Akron Children's Hospital, right? They thought, because I was severely dehydrated one time, that it had something to do, like, with my heart condition or something like that. I can't remember how it all played out, but we were trying to figure out how it was, and it ended up being how I was severely dehydrated. But they decided to look in my heart just to make sure. So, you know, I'm going in this room with this doctor, and he just... You know, he pulls me into, like, this separate room, and it's just like, okay, just take your clothes off me. And I'm just thinking, like, should I? Long story short, we did, like, he put, like, this broad thing over, like, to get, like, a good scan of my heart and everything. He showed me the screen, too. And I see this, like, what looks like a potato just, like, pumping and everything. And then... kid you not, when the first thought came up to my mind, because you know those like little vector arts of the gear in the Batezak heart, and I'm just like, the elementary teachers just lied to us about the heart. It doesn't. Where's the gear?
Where's the gear?
Where's the gear? You know.
Yeah.
You just see a sack of potato. Where's the gear?
Sack of potatoes. That was your heart.
Yep.
It's shout out time.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Really, to Victoria, Dakota, Sean, Ethan, Alan, Cody, Miss Hickey, Miss Stark, Mason, Anna, Alan, Jenna, and Bane, and I think that's my whole visual design and imaging class of 2022, so I'd like to give a shout out to them.
You didn't miss anybody, right?
I'm hoping not, otherwise they're going to all have my butts by the end of this.
All right, anybody else?
My best friend Samantha, who has been with me for thick and thin. She's already graduated, and she's working at Dunkin' Donuts. But I'm pretty sure that she hasn't caught a fryer on fire.
She hasn't burned down the house.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right.
Just friends, family. Thank you for all the support.
All right. That'll do her, and wish everybody the best. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you for tuning in. Take care. We'll be right back.